The Omer Rav Papa.
Who wants to read Rav Papa?
I'll read.
Jeremy?
Yeah. Okay. Amar Rav Papa, Hilchasa Dvarim Havayim Lachat Sidah Vesel Chasidah Ein Kivinim Bracha Lo Lithnayim Velo Acharayim. Okay. Here, whatever. Akivu could go in Tainu Vanavim Shevau Lil Fas Es Hapas.
Okay, so right. What's the first group? The first group is Dvarim Abon Machmas Asuda Besoch Asuda. And they don't need a bracha beforehand or afterwards. Now, what is this group? Afilu, he says, even like Te'enim and Anovim, that come Lelefes Sapas. Okay. Like Rashi, right?
Right.
Go ahead.
She'afal pishein darkan lavo lefet v'lav mazon itnu.
Afilu hachi
kevan di'ihu melefes baru esapas hasha shivinu tfela lefas.
Okay. So now the question is, what is he dealing with? What's he addressing?
What's the chiddush?
So he's saying, even though these things are not normally lifton, they're not normally relish, right? And they're not mazon. Nonetheless, since he is using them as lefes, right? Now they become tofel to the pas. In other words, you can, even though it's not normally something that's eaten with the pas, since you are doing it, that makes it tough up to the pas. Okay, go ahead.
Mystery the pas a filu batilan. The ko the tilan. The kosher came.
Trilasan.
Trilasan. Right. The kosher came. The sofan. The havu nechlal suda legamri.
So now they're gonna be putter in a bracha rishona and certainly in a bracha achrona. Because they're part of the suda. And everybody agrees, Birkas Hamazon paters everything that's in the suda. Okay, go ahead.
Is the case here that he's having like a fruit sandwich?
Close. I mean, I don't know if that has to be that serious. But he's eating it with the bread. Slavy? On the bread?
No. Doesn't seem like it.
So what does it seem like?
Does it seem like it's on the...
It'll bite into the bread.
I mean, it's like in one, it's together in his achila. But, doesn't necessarily have to be on the bread. I hear you. It's hard to define, though. You got to define it a little better. But lefes, I mean, it is a funny term. Did we find out the origin of that? No.
Not the origin.
Oh. Okay.
Opiska zu, pishka kule alma amra rav papa.
Look at Strichalei. So the Rashba is very interesting Rashba. So he's saying this halach of Rav Papa is really everybody holds from this. There's no chiddush. Rav Papa's not saying any chiddush. And it's actually unnecessary. It's actually unnecessary for Rav Papa to even mention this. So obvious and simple. Go ahead. The Masnizni, it's a Mishnah. Anything that's an ikar and a tafel, so he's learning because it's a case of ikar and tafel. You're taking fruits and you're making them tafel to the pas in the maisa achila. Making them tafel to the pas in the maisa achila. It would seem in the achila it has to be together. Okay, go ahead.
Kolomar bein v'tchilasa bein v'sofa.
So when the Mishnah says that that kol shu ikar v'yeshim otfela part of the tefela, that means before the bracha rishon and the bracha achrona. So it's exactly what Rav Papa is saying over here.
Right.
So why is Rav Papa saying it?
Ela mishum inach deka azil v'cha, how do you pronounce it?
V'chayil.
V'chayil neket le lo lehacha. V'in am itzricha.
Wait. So what does that mean?
I mean,
like the second.
So why does he mention it?
It's only because the other one.
The other ones.
Following it.
The other ones. So it's just like, where's Max?
He had paper.
It's just like an introduction. Like an introduction to the area. Starts off with an obvious case, just to open up the area, but it's really unnecessary. It's just starting with the Pasha thing, and then he's going to move on to the more complicated things. But it's only here because of the cases that come to follow. He would never just say it on its own.
Okay.
Okay, we had a case like that, right? Didn't we do something like that? Or I brought something like that in, right? I brought in a case like that. Where the, Rabbi and Rav, I think, he asked him a question. And in that case was an open Mishnah. But Rashi said he just asked him this one to set up the next one. Right? What's that?
By Moti or whatever.
Something like that, right? Right. Meaning Moti something, right. Okay, go ahead.
V'inami itzricha le'ktas.
Or it's a little bit necessary. Go ahead.
Kivon she'in darkan lobo le'leftan le'letfela.
So even though normally it's not eaten as a lefes and to be tofel to the pas, you don't normally make grapes tofel to the pas.
Afogav dehai melefes bahu as a pas, but the zaitu
below lifri. Kamash malon. So that's the chiddush. Chiddush is that you don't say butla daito etzel kol adam. You don't say that you can't make a grape sandwich. You can't make a grape sandwich. Grape jelly, but not grapes, right? Because nobody does that. That's crazy. And therefore, you can't say I'm going to make a grape sandwich or a date sandwich, or a fig sandwich, right? And say I'm going to make a hamotzi and not have to make a bracha on the fruit. See? There's a reason for that. Now he says, so what's the chiddush? What's the havamina maskana? What's the havamina maskana of that shita? Now that's what he likes. He said, kain early. That's what he thinks makes more sense. To say that it is a chiddush. It is a chiddush. It's a small chiddush, but it's a chiddush. But what is the question? Yeah.
It says,
No, it's one second. Just no, it's like we have cases. If something is not an ochel, right? Let's say like zangvil yabishta, right? Dry ginger or dry pepper. So we say it's tavlin. It's not an ochel. So if someone says I love it, but it's koladam. Just because you love it, you're weird. That doesn't make doesn't change the matter that it's not an ochel. So what's the question over here? Whether you apply the idea of butlan daiti to call them? Yeah.
Saying what is this is lots of possible? What is it identifying?
Okay.
Is it identifying like a certain type of food, like something that has something that normally goes to pasta, like some quality in the food that for some reason always is eaten with pasta, or at least if there's pasta eaten with it, or is it?
Well, that is okay. You mean that's the havamina, and then it's this would not be. This would not be okay.
Right.
That's kind of a question of fact, though, isn't it?
Is that it's just the lost spots mean it's just a certain type of mice feel.
Okay.
Just the way you eat something. So okay. As long as you're eating it with the bread, then it's considered. It doesn't matter what food you're using, as long as you're eating it. Yeah.
Okay.
We said the havamina is kind of difficult. Like it's a difficult idea that there's a quality like in the food that's.
But why don't you say Batla Daito Etzel Adam?
According to the Maskana, you mean? Just
yeah, why not? I mean, it does seem somewhat reasonable. I mean, can't just do whatever you want.
It seems like
there's a rule, like there's an idea like that.
Still say Batla Daito.
No, it's Lost Boss is not telling you certain types of food, and then you can't just make a conclusion.
I understand. You're saying correct that's a question. How do you interpret the Mishnah? What is the term lelefes sapas mean? right? Koshu ikar vimo tefela. What does that mean? Does that mean it is a tefela by definition, or I'm making it a tefela? It's true, but what are the svaras of whether it should work or not? What's the svara of saying that has to be a tefela? Has to exist in a normal sense as a tefela, as opposed to saying you have complete discretion in this area. We don't give discretion. We don't just give discretion. You don't say, I consider the bark of a tree tasty, so I make a bar pri adam on it. Yeah.
I would think the question's more that...
You don't like my question?
No, I don't like Mises' version of the question. I would think that the...
You mean the have been the maskan of you?
Yeah.
Okay.
That everyone agrees that what this thing is it's a food that can exist on its own, but...
The dates, you mean? The dates,
yeah,
and the
but is being used in this particular case to be tuffel to the bread.
Okay.
So then the question is, when I'm eating it by itself, is it possible that it can then...
No, we're not eating by ourselves.
No, I don't mean that. Meaning, like, I have the dates together with the bread, and I'm having them together, but then at some point I'm just having only the dates.
That's not the case. The question he's asking is, even if when I'm eating them together, do I say that the pasta is going to pot to the dates? If nobody eats a date sandwich, can I say that the pasta will pot to the date? Because I'm doing it. Or the fig. Right? Which is Zaini? The figs, no?
The dates.
The dates are Zaini. Right. It always seems to me the opposite should be... What? Seems that the fig is more...
It's in there.
Yeah, anyway, yeah.
I
guess Butler Daiti, yeah.
It seems like only works when the man is trying to define it.
Okay, good. So just take that step now and put it into a halachic idea of Ikar and Tefel. So if you say, you're absolutely right, Butler Daiti Eitzichol Adam works is applicable when you're defining something. When you're defining something, right? Like Derech Hotzah. What's considered a Derech Hotzah? Gemara has a question. Is carrying something on your head considered the Derech Hotzah? Okay. This question, is that considered Derech Hotzah? So, it's an interesting thing, by the way. Just an interesting idea that when you say Butla Daita Eitzel Kol Adam, it doesn't go by whether... it doesn't really go by how many people actually do it. Okay. It goes by if people would do it if they were in that situation. You know what I'm saying? Like the Gemara says that certain type of thorns that most people don't grow. They only grow them in the area because they feed them to the camels. But they said, but if everybody had camels, they would all consider that a harvest. You know what I'm saying? But I think the Gemara says carrying things in your head never makes sense. But anyway, no, it doesn't go by. You don't just say how many people do it. You say if this place does it, if a place does it because of a certain circumstance that they're in, and if everybody were in that circumstance, it would make sense too. You don't say butler type it's called. You understand? It's not just a numbers question. It's a question of does it make sense? Does it make sense in some way? So anyway, so that's what it means, because in terms of defining the thing, it's not we're defining it by the numbers. It's not that we're just defining something by numbers, and if few people do it, we can't define it as normal. It's only if people don't do it, even when they have the opportunity, then you say, well, these people are crazy. But so if you're going to say that over here, that if you make a date, you make a fig sandwich, right, that you have to make two brachas, can't make a bracha on the pas and pot of the figs, because of butler date, it's called adam. So what would that mean? What would that mean about how the pas potters the date, the fig? Can't get that straight. What would that mean?
It means pas defining as fail. Are you saying you're defining as fail?
In other words, you got to use that fact. Nisan is definitely right that the question of it's not a machlokus over here. It's not a havamina maskana in do we hold from butla date to itzakolodim? Of course we hold from butla date to itzakolodim. We hold it all the time, right? But butla date to itzakolodim only works in certain cases, right? Why you want to define something? So, for instance, pepper is considered tavlin. That's its definition. That's its definition. It's defined as tavlin. You want to say, and tavlin doesn't get a bracha. So you say, well, I love pepper. That's fine. You might love pepper, but your love of pepper is not going to change its definition from a tavlin to an ochel. You eat tavlin. It's not going to make it an ochel. So as long as the thing is defined as tavlin, there's no bracha on it. You understand?
You just have to find that way because that's how it's used, or that's just its nature.
Well, that's what I was saying. That it's defined that way because that's the way it's used by everybody in all circumstances. So you're considered odd, right? You're considered odd. So, for instance, like by in Shabbos, they also have a question like that. That to squeeze things on Shabbos to make a juice. So if it's not normally drunk as a juice, so then it's not an isser, right? But the question is, let's say things are not juiced only because they're rare. But if they were plentiful, you would juice them like a pomegranate. So some achronim say, as long as there are people who live in a place where there's... As long as when people have a lot of pomegranates, they do make juice out of it, you can't say making juice out of a pomegranate is odd. You understand? It's not an odd thing. It's not a numbers thing. Right? I think that's the case in the Gemara. Case in the Gemara over there by the pomegranates. There was one place that was very wealthy and they had a lot of pomegranates. They would drink pomegranate juice. So you don't say butla daite to call them. Because it's just everybody else it doesn't do it, not because they deem it weird, but because they're not in the same circumstance. But everybody's got pepper and nobody eats pepper. So you are definitely weird. You sit down to a spoonful of pepper. So but what does it mean? What do we care that you're weird? What do we care that you're weird? What we care about is that you can't define it as an ochel. Right? Mm-hmm. It's not going to define it as an ochel. So what would you say over here? So over here is a question, if when you eat this dates with, when you eat the figs with the bread, do you say that the bread will not pata the figs because butla daito eitzel chodam? Gabi?
The question is whether or not is a definition of a food, or if it's just a manner of eating. If it's a definition in the food, then we're going to say batla daita is a kolada, because this food is defined as a tafel, and like cream cheese or some sort of spread, right? Those are defined as.
But everybody would agree if you would eat the even something that's a tafel, if you eat it on its own, it's not a tafel, right? Nothing is really defined as a tafel that much, except for tavlin. That's really what tavlin is. Tavlin is like the intrinsic tafel. But most other things are just go by the circumstance.
If you put
bologna on your bread, you don't make a bracha on it. But if you eat it straight, of course you make a bracha on it. So it definitely is functional. It definitely is functional. It's not saying that it is considered a tafel intrinsically. It's only because of the circumstance. So why can't the circumstances extend this far? Why can't my derech achila? No, you can't just make it into such a sharp chilek of definition versus derech achila, because the whole thing is based on derech achila. So what do you have to say over here? When you eat, when you're picking up your sandwich, and you make the bracha on the pas, there's a chakira here. Why is the filler potter? Why is the filler potter? It has to be a chakir here. And one of the sides is going to depend on butla daita tzokoladam. One of the sides is going to be shaykh to the concept of butla daita tzokoladam. And one of them won't.
well, in the circumstance of the fruit sandwich, yeah. then in that specific circumstance, then the fruit categorically partakes of tefillah, whereas the bread categorically partakes of
if it is a fruit sandwich.
Yeah, if it's a fruit sandwich.
Okay.
But that's only circumstantial. The fact that those are categorical, that those partake of those categories are only due to the circumstance. You could easily have another circumstance where...
Well, one second. Let me just stop you for 1 second, because I see this is recurring over here. Everybody feels very comfortable if this can be called a tefillah. That answers the question. But that's really the question. Why does a tefillah not need a bracha? That is the question here.
How is that the question?
How is it the question?
Yeah, I don't see how that's the question.
Because it would seem that there are two ways that you can understand why the tefillah doesn't require the bracha. And in one of those ways, if you do it against the norm, it won't work. And in the other way, it works always.
Because we don't care about what the does, it's not applicable.
That's right. Not because we don't care about what the mechanism
operates.
In other words, it seems to me like this, that when you have your sandwich, you have your bread and your filler, correct? What is it? What are you really making? What are you making the bracha on over here? It would seem that there's two possibilities. Either you say, I'm making the bracha on the sandwich, this entity becomes one thing. It's a sandwich now. It's not a bread. It's not two pieces of bread surrounding meat. It's a new thing. It's a new entity. It's a sandwich. Or do you say you're making your bracha on the pas? And the pas is the ikar achila. And anything else that I eat with the pas is tofel to my achilas pas. So in other words, like this. If you have to have a new entity of sandwich, that's the definition question. Is this a sandwich? There's no such sandwich like this. If there's no such sandwich like this, then you can't say, I created this chefza, I created this new entity, and now the entity goes by its dominant feature. Dominant feature is bread. If it's based on the concept of creating a new thing, right? Normally, maybe it's only a new thing if it's all ma'urav together, and indistinguishable one from the other. But by bread, I can make a new entity, even though everything is nicker. Whatever you're going to say, bread is different. However you're going to say it. Or maybe it's not. But it's always the ikar. But it's a new thing. It's a new entity. So then, if there's no such thing like this, that's a question of definitions. Now we are in a question of definitions. If first you have to define the thing that you're eating as one, and then say the bracha goes on the main part, right? Then you run into a problem of defining the entity. And if there is no entity like this, then you can't even get started. There's nothing to get started with. There's no such thing as a grape and fig on rye sandwich. Then there's no ikar and tefillah. Ikar and tefillah of what? Ikar and tefillah of what? Has to be a thing first. Correct? But if ikar and tefillah is a din in your derech achila, and in the way I eat something, then I can be koveya this as the main, this as my main achila, and this coming because of it, that's a matter of preference. That's not a matter of defining anything. I don't have to redefine anything. I just have to say, this is the way I like to eat. Can't say you don't like to eat the way you like to eat. Can't say butla daita eitzel kol adam. You don't know what you like. You don't know You're not eating like a... That's my personal choice. If I like to make... If I make fruits a subservient achila to pass, you can't say... It's not a question of definition. That's the way of... That's a question of the way I'm doing it. And if the halach of Ikra and Tufel is that when you have when you have an achila that comprises two things, right, then you make the bracha on the one that is the haschola, like Rashi explained by the maliach, by the olive and the tznon, that you can define the tznon as the haschola of this thing, and in my derech achila, it's a question of my derech achila, which one in my derech achila I can set up a cause. I can say this one is the cause of the other one. And then you only need a bracha on the haschola of this achila. I can make it any way I want. You can't. It's not a question of definition. It's a question of how I eat. There's no statistics over here. There's no statistics on how I eat. Right?
Even the first side.
What's that?
I don't understand if someone creates
the first side.
Yeah, if someone creates
the Earl of Sandwich. Could he eat a sandwich? Did he have to make Did he have to make two brachas on that? Apparently, he wasn't butler daitayis chalad over there. He was just
how
a genius. There's a fine line. I grant you. There's a fine line. That's like defining tavlin as an ochel. That's a question of definition. In other words, if Ikra and Tufel is premised on an entity and saying the halacha is, though, you only make a bracha on the main quality of the entity, the main component of the entity, first you have to have one entity. No, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, bottom line. Bottom line is Ikra and Tufel premised on the idea that it's one entity, but the bracha goes on the main part of the entity? Or is it taken for granted that they're two entities? But it's a question of how you eat two entities. That's going to define Ikra and Tufel.
Can you define sandwich?
Depends. Depends on the... It is an entity of an Ikra and a Tufel. In other words, you guys were right. You guys were right when you were saying, is it a Tufel? But you were missing one point. The only question of is it a tuffel objectively or not is only important if you have to define it as one entity that exists together in a relative way. If you have to define it as one entity, so then you have to say, well, which is the main part of the entity, which is the minor part of the entity. But that whole question, and that will be a question of, is it objectively considered a tuffel? You can't just take two things and put them together and make whatever you want.
You can't say one thing is Ikra Suda?
That's a different concept. That's a different concept of Ikra and Tafel. That's not this concept. This concept of Ikra and Tafel is that you're taking something that's not normally... This demands that it's eaten with the bread, Yoni. This demands it's eaten with the bread.
You see the other side, but not making an entity?
Not making an entity is a different idea of Ikra and Tafel. That's saying that when you eat two separate things in a certain way, right, then the derech achila itself will be koveya the brachos. And if in your derech achila one is coming machmas the other, then you only make it on the one that is the ikra, that is the haschol of your derech, of your achila. It's more like a continuum. It's a continuum, but you make the bracha on the haschol of the continuum, as opposed to saying... It's a linear thing, as opposed to saying that the two become one entity. So now you can't just make anything you want. You can't just make anything you want.
Why isn't that subject to batel daizen kolanim?
The second way, the continuum way.
Yeah, second.
Because that's my derech achila. You can't say you don't have your derech achila. I'm not trying to define anything. That's the way I eat. It goes by my derech achila, of course. Goes by my derech achila. If my achila, this is because of that. You can't tell me it's not. You can't tell me I'm crazy. So maybe I'm crazy. But that is still my derech achila. In other words, as crazy as I am, this is still the way I'm eating it. But a crazy person doesn't define realities outside of himself. Can't, you know, your mishigas is not going to make something, is not going to create an entity, but it is certainly going to make a derech of you doing things. Right? Now, it was with the tavlin. You can't say that if a guy takes a spoonful of pepper, he can't, so you're not going to say, well, now pepper has a shame ochel. Shame ochel is an objective thing. But is he eating pepper? Of course he is.
Problem I have with that.
You don't say he's eating a tuffo, right?
Well, that's the case, though. Pepper is a tavlin. It's a different category. Ikar and tuffel is not in the category of tavlin. Ikar and tuffel is that they're both foods, but they're relative to each other. The question is, how are they relative to each other? Are they relative to each other in one entity? Right? Or are they relative to each other in the derech achila? In the derech achila, I can do anywhere, I can eat anything anywhere I want. But to say it's now a unified entity, that's a definitional question. That's a question of definitions.
How come by the host, it was, what would I he's not trying to find anything.
Oh, because that's why Shabbos is different. Shabbos is different. Has to be a real malacha. Has to be a real professional maisa. It has to be a real malacha. That is not just go by any way you get it from point A to point B.
So there's a category.
It's a category of otzah.
Okay, there's not a category of.
Oh, is there a chachila? No. What's the going on over there? Speak up! I'm here!
I just don't really understand the first side on how... When you're using tavlin as an example, pepper is one thing. Okay? It's not... Sandwiches are a lie. You invent a sandwich. You make a sandwich how you want. You know, like, I was talking to Jeremy, like, my brother used to take mashed potatoes and put it on bread and have a mashed potato sandwich.
Right.
Wow. Is that a sandwich?
No.
Is that a sandwich? No.
Two pieces
no.
of challah with some no. mashed potatoes.
No.
So why not? But if everyone then started to do that, then it would be a sandwich?
Well, I mean, you're right. The thing is...
The first guy who made a sandwich, you know, he took, put
No, I was making a joke about the old sandwich.
I know,
sandwich.
But
the difference is, because that was just a way of configuring the bread and the food. But everybody eats bread with food. In other words, the Earl of Sandwich just had a different idea of how
different
to
design,
eat
though,
the yeah. certain yeah. He solved an age-old design problem, but he wasn't creating new combinations. Certain things go with bread, and certain things don't go with bread. That we have to say we can tell by the way people eat. Certain things go with bread, and certain things don't go with bread. I mean, we have to be able to get over that hurdle. If you don't accept the fact that we can make a definitive statement and say certain things go with bread and certain things don't go with bread.
And then your butthole doesn't.
Then you're just like an anarchist. Then you're just like a relativist. We're not relativists. That's right.
That's true.
No, seriously. In other words, you have to be able to say that certain things go with bread and certain things don't go with bread. It's an interesting thing, because the Gemara says, I saw one of the Achronim raise a question about Daisa, actually. Daisa.
Of course,
yeah, it's the grains, the grits. Because the Gemara in the well-known Gemara in Beitza that says Hani Bavloi Tipshoi. You see it? Hani Bavloi Tipshoi. The Ochli Nama Benama. Right? Yoshua Nechemi, right? No? It says the Babylonians are fools because they eat bread with bread. So what does it mean? It means they used to eat daisa on bread. Similar to your brother. Exactly. Exactly. That's exactly what the Gemara says. Tipshoy. Because you're eating bread with bread. So the question is, does that mean it's not a sandwich? I mean, they ate it. It's a good question. I mean, the Gemara seems to be saying that. The Gemara seems to be saying that that is considered like foolish. The Gemara seems to be saying that's foolish because it's one place that's doing it. That's the Tosis question. He says, even though a whole place does it, if everybody has the opportunity to do it, You need two things, I think, to those. You need to have a place that does it, and they're doing it because of a reason that other people don't have. Right? Yeah. But
a reason that other people don't have.
I mean, say like that town, they had a lot of camels, so that they would grow and harvest this type of thorn.
I mean, they're just doing it because they're weird. Whereas,
but if it's just a weird place, that's not going to help you. But the Gemara is saying that it's an unusual combination of foods.
Once you see, one second.
So can we say though that there's certain things that go with bread and certain things that don't go with bread? I know you can, Gabi.
I guess.
Okay. So ice then.
Cream. Ice cream and bread.
Okay, no.
Ice cream and French fries.
Oh, totally. It's like a ketchup and bread.
So then, yeah.
Once you find a couple of things that go with the bread, do you see that category of things goes with bread?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know what the category is.
Because then you can say anything in that category.
I have a breakfast.
It's not like a halachic type of a thing. It's a fact-based thing. It's a purely fact-based question. You can't say that if for some reason I can include strange things in this category, you don't have to now say they go with bread. It's not like it's just a question of human habits. It's not a definitive question. It's a question of human habit. But anyway, now the thing though is that if you say two things don't go together, they can't join into one entity. If they don't go together. But you can be weird and eat two things that don't go together. Right? So that's what I'm saying. If you say Iker and Tophel works because it's one entity, and now that entity, only the main part of the entity gets the bracha, right? And the rest is considered like bottle to it. So then they have to be able to go together first. So then te'enim, anovim, and lechem don't go together. Right? But if you say, huh?
On one entity.
But if you say it's on the derech achila, so then anyway you're eating is derech achila. Look, he's saying it's a little chiddush. I mean, don't make me. It's a little chiddush. I mean, if you're saying it seems like it's far fetched to you, what's that? Why do you say it's ktsas? It's ktsas. He says. You wouldn't think. I mean, it is a strange concept to make your current tafel this way. Not that idea is a bad idea, but he's saying you wouldn't think of Iker. It's not really likely that you would think Iker and Tophel means that it has to be one entity. That's not really it's not something that you would necessarily think of, that you would necessarily assume to have to actually reject it. Yeah, just
one second. What were you saying about making the bracha just on the bread?
Oh, because that's the haschal of your achila. That's the cause of the achila, the beginning of the whole thing. You could say I'm eating two things, in one derech achila. Derech achila goes by me. Okay. All right. Now let's get on to the real chidushim. Go ahead. By the way, it's the easiest Balamor. If you want to say you did a Balamor, this is the one.
Cool.
I'll say that.
Yeah. What's the name? It's Rachia. Alright. So it's like the Balamor. The Harav Papa,
okay, so he wants to learn that what's the Chiddush of Rav Papa. He asked the same question. What's the Chiddush of Rav Papa? So he says the chiddush of Rav Papa is that the te'enim and the anavim are not there when you make the bracha on the pas. They're not present when you make the bracha on the pas.
The havamina is the tefila lo mitra ella b'shehaisa lefanav mikara idaisa aluya v'idna debrei achamosi.
Interesting question. That you might think that this is what we discussed a little bit yesterday. That in order to have the Birkas HaMotzi, Pater, the Tainim, all everything that's tuffle to it, they all have to be there, like the Peros. They have to be Lefanov and Bedaito. That was the Havmir. In other words, what's Tainim and Navim? Besocha Suda means things that are not normally there when you start the Suda. So that's a chisur for papa. But even though they weren't there when you started the Suda, you made the bracha in the pass. You didn't make the bracha. These things were not in front of you, and they weren't in your mind. Right? And then they come in the middle, and you can eat them with the pass. But Papa's Chiddush is, you still don't need to, you don't need to make any bracha. Why? Go ahead. Kamash Malon,
Kevan Ditzvelon, and who? Lo by bracha.
Interesting. So it's similar to his thing. It's similar to his idea. Right? It's similar. Does he have any more on this?
He has a proof.
Yeah, good.
Hadikamarapapa, Dharm Habayim Visoka Suda, Mahmas the Suda. The Loka Amar Dharm Habayim Mahmas the Suda. The Cave and the Mahmas Suda.
No, that's everything. So, what's the Balamor's Havinamaskana here? So his havamin is that what? That when you're making the bracha on the pass, it's like a bracha on, it has to be a bracha on these things too. Right? It's an interesting thing.
According to the havamin, could you include it with your das, even if it's not there, if you have specific das?
He says both. Elabishoy was fond of me, Kora. The daite ilu. I mean.
Is there a stam das that you don't have your das on it, but you.
Could be. Could be holds in general. Lefanov doesn't mean Lefanov.
Just means right.
Yeah. So what's he saying? It's an interesting thing. So he's saying that by pass, that what? And but he's also learning eating it with the pass. Right? You're eating it with the pas. But does it have a mean of that? What? See, you do have one of those old phones. That what? If you make the broch on the pas and you don't have these, and then you bring tefillah later, do you need to make another bracha on the tefillah now? Right, I mean, it happens all the time. You sit down, you want to have a bowl of cereal, right? And then then you add a couple of blueberries, right? Or let's say you sit down, you say, I'm gonna have dry cereal. You start eating the cereal, and then you say, I want milk. So you add the milk. You have to make a bracha on the milk now.
Yeah, right.
Huh?
You say yeah.
That seems to be his question.
Didn't we say, I mean, forget bread? Didn't we say before though, give the first part of you and then you go get another apple?
But that's not Ikkar and Tefill. Here is Ikkar and Tefill, eating it together. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Harry?
Wouldn't the maskana make sense, like what we were saying yesterday, that you start, you're sitting down for a meal, and everything that, once you sit down for the meal, everything...
But he's not learning like that. He's learning you're actually eating it. We said that for things that are not eaten with the pas. Right? We said that for things that are not eaten literally with the pas. Because we said there's a bracha on the kvias. And that kvias will include all things that are the same function as pas. But here you're actually eating it with the pas. You understand? But the only thing is, it wasn't together when you made the bracha. Yeah.
Are we only talking about stuff like te'inim ve'anavim, or is it just like anything?
No, he seems to say it doesn't make a difference.
Okay.
Yeah. Right? It's the Balamor. It's a very short Balamor. What does it say? He says, Omer of Papa, Hilchus, Zvaram Bar Machasuda, Pirish, Lo Lefes Aleim Es Apas, Ein Tunin Brocha, Lo Lefes Aleim Vol Afem, Vim Tomer Maika Mashma, Masisni,
So it's not just pas, it's any ikar and tafel. Right? Even like the case of the cereal. Any ikar and tafel. Shricha, he says, the e mas nisan have amino hani mili bidovash bought yama pas the chiborach arifta have a daite ele. Nami. So you're saying that would only be with something that normally comes with pas. Because then you'll say you have it in mind when you make the brach on the pas. Aval hocha b'idna d'borach birkas ha-motzi akati lo aisu kamei hanach dvarim abom machmas ha-suda v'lo v'dayte alayu b'shas bracha me'olam. They were not there and you never thought of them. Eima liboi bracha b'tchila kamash melon kevin d'tfeila ninu lo boi bracha. Since they're tafel, they don't require a bracha. Since they're tafel, they don't require a bracha. So apparently the Havamina was that they do require a bracha, but the Birkas HaMotzi is like a bracha on them too. Right?
Right.
So that seems to be the Havamina Maskana. Mm-hmm. When you have an Ikar and a tafel, how is it working? Ikar and a tafel, how is it working? Is it that they both need a bracha, right? But the bracha on the ikar is like you made a bracha on the tofel too, somehow or other. Somehow or other. Or is it a separate din that only the ikar requires a bracha? Nafkamin is when you bring a tofel in later. If it's like it's a bracha on the tofel too, then you can't say you made a bracha on the tafel if it wasn't present, wasn't even in your mind. But if you say that the tafel doesn't need a bracha, so even if it becomes a tafel later, it doesn't need a bracha. It's an interesting question. Yeah.
How could it be that the tafel could not require a bracha? I mean, you're still getting hana. It would seem to make sense that it somehow its bracha is fulfilled with another bracha, but to say that it doesn't require it doesn't seem to fit in with the idea of bracha.
You don't like the maskana? Yes, what are you saying?
So you're saying that the essential hana that I'm getting from this tafel thing is only with the other hana. Well, that just seems to be more in line with the first approach. That then that the bracha that thing would require, meaning there is a bracha that it requires because I am getting hana, but that kind of hana is tafel to the original. So then it's fulfilled with the original bracha. That's not so much saying that the tafel doesn't need a bracha.
But it does sound, when I said it sounds similar, because it does sound similar in the sense that he does sound like he's saying that they're one thing in the Havamina. And that's why the bracha will potter the tafel. Because the entity had a bracha already. The entity had a bracha. Now, did this entity have a bracha? Yes, via the ikar. See, he seems more like Gabi. Doesn't like. He seems to be similar to the Rashba, in the sense that the Havamina they're together. But he seems to think that it's not a problem about the idea of the Kaladam. You can make your own. Any combinations are not really definitions. Combinations of foods are not really new definitions. I mean, that seems to be a question in the Rashba. That even if you would say Ikar and Tofel works via making a new thing, right? and the bracha is chal on the whole entity, the Rashba seems to say that would place a limitation on what you can make. Correct? Because of botla daito. But the Balamor doesn't take that approach. I'm not saying it could be chadomer hochi, but the Balamor takes a different approach. He's saying it's not really a problem of making the combination, but it would be a problem of what? Of if you would bring the secondary thing in after the bracha, then the bracha wouldn't be chal on the tafel. I mean, he seems to think though, like you're saying. He seems to hold that it does seem to be a machlokus. That's an interesting question. Would you say, I can understand going from, that's what you were arguing before, that tavlin to ochel is a different type of a difference, a different type of a change than saying this is a sandwich. Yes, okay, how would you say it? What was the difference you were going to say? I mean, that's not a real definition. You mean you're not really changing, you're not really making a qualitative difference. You're not making a qualitative change. Tavlin to ochel is a qualitative change. Sandwich is not a qualitative change. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, you're just creating. Like, you're just putting two things together, but you're not making them.
Just arranging. Ha.
You mean it's like an entity of Derech Achila. You can make your own entity of Derech Achila. It's a good question. I don't know. I think that a little more. But that seems what the Baal HaMor is saying. Baal HaMor seems to be saying that the Havamina was, if the Tafel is going to work, that it's an entity, that the Bracha is on both parts via the Iker. Right? But even the Tafel received the Bracha. But if you say... So that's why he says, that's what Rav Papa's Chiddush is saying, that no, even though the Peros were not here when you made the Bracha on the Pas, you still need a new Bracha on the Peros. Because it's not a halacha that Tafel needs a Bracha but gets it through the Iker. Tafel doesn't need a Bracha at all. That type of Hanah, only certain types of Hanah require, only certain types of Hanah Sachila require Bracha. Only the highest forms of Hanah Sachila require Bracha. And if this Hanah is subservient to another Hanah, it doesn't require its own bracha. It doesn't require its own bracha. Kol Hanana goes by the main Hana. It goes by the essential Hana of the Achila. It doesn't go by every nuance of Hana.
It seems like a huge chiddush. Because, I mean, like, our original idea was just like Stam.
Well, the Baal HaMor doesn't say it's a ksas. He also doesn't care. No, but even the Rashba's... even the Rashba would seem to hold this way. That they're not one entity, so he says you don't need to broke on both. Yeah. Okay. What else? What's the end of this paragraph? And now he says like this. Now he says, and why? So why does it say? Now it's a question of terminal of lashon. Why does it say besoch? If machmas asuda means what? Jeremy, just answer my question. If machmas asuda means what? It means it's being eaten with the bread. Then of course, what are you adding by saying it's besoch asuda? How could you have something with the bread not in the soup? It's just not possible. Right? So that's what he says. It says, V'hadikom Rav Papa Dvar Mabom B'soch HaSuda Machmas HaSuda V'lo Komar Dvar Mabom Machmas HaSuda. Why isn't he B'soch? Just leave the B'soch out. The cave of the Machmas HaSuda Hainu Shebol Lefes Boin Es HaPas Pshita the B'soch HaSuda Hain Boin. Of course. It's like saying it's, you're eating it with the bread during the meal. That is the meal. Nearly lav l'diyuka nokatle lahu lishna. He didn't use this lashon as to be medayik something from besoch hasuda. Ela mishum hanach bovi achrisi. The itzrich lemisni behu besoch hasuda ulach hasuda nokat nami baha b'kedi. That it's useful to know that word. That not kedai. It means for no reason. That since the other cases have the diuk of besoch and lachar, so without any necessity over here, he added it in because of the other cases. It's like I did tana bereishis, tana b'seichel type of thing.
Isn't that it does have to do with the guy beforehand? Isn't that why he says doesn't that help him when he's just basically like the Baal HaMor is saying that what it says besoch hasuda because it's really coming besoch hasuda. That's what I mean.
It's for him more.
Yeah.
I mean, for the Bala Moore's shot, you could work it out better.
Right.
Mach Masasuda, but then came, I mean, after you started.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Mach Masasuda, then him stuff.
That could be.
Right.
Is that what he, yeah. That's a good point. But, Ulipirusha Ravicha Ba'alma Besoch Suda. It's just an expanded. It's not wrong. It's not like he's taking a terminology from later that doesn't apply. It's just a fuller way of saying it. But why would he say a fuller way of saying it? Only because of the later cases.
The dessert case?
Yeah.
The second one doesn't really require it.
Not the second one does.
All
these things with the bread.
It's called bread.
Yeah. Okay, so what you want to continue? What do you have next? What do you have? What's the paragraph you have? Shalom Achasu, do you have?
Yeah.
And then do you have Klal Dvar Me'ilu?
Yeah.
How far does that go?
That goes all the way to
the Tosfos?
Mechein
Yer
Iker.
Mechein Yer Iker?
There's a Vani Mistapik, Vani and Shmuel.
Oh, you have the whole thing?